Previously on the Back to You podcast.
Okay, that's the third time. Somebody want to call Darcy on her cell phone and tell her I didn't freeze my off in Minneapolis and in Pittsburgh to end up working with some dip who's only got a job because she's the general manager.
News 9 welcomes back an old friend.
Good to be back. See you at 6, everyone.
We're clear.
Good Lord, cut your nails. It's like a falcon landed on my wrist.
This podcast is a special series about a special series. Welcome back to the Back to You podcast for episode 2. I'm Lights Camera Jackson. Thanks so much to everybody out there for listening. Got huge response from the first episode. Back for more. I'm going to keep using that pun as often as possible. Here for episode 2, Fish Story. Did you watch it on either Amazon Prime Video, iTunes, or did you find the Back to You Season 1 DVD? Hope you did. Hope you're caught up now and ready as we dive into Fish Story here in a little bit on the Back to You podcast. Last episode, we talked about a lot of the marketing strategies that Fox did for Back to You, that the stars went on all these talk shows and award shows, promoted the show, promoted their roles, their characters, but missed a couple things. There was so much to get into the first episode that now here on this second episode, I've got some bonus facts for you. Did you know that in 2007, in the summertime, when Fox was marketing Back to You, they decided to start this backtoyouanchorizer.com. According to a New York Times article, they put up this website that allowed you to upload an image of yourself to sit at the anchor desk with Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton. It could be you as the third anchor at WURG 9 News in Pittsburgh on this website, Back to You, anchorizer.com. The article attributed the fact that Fox was doing these kind of things just like they did with the Simpsons movie earlier that summer, where you could be your own Simpsons character. I remember doing that and printing that out and putting it up somewhere in my house, and I think even in my grandparents' house. But I wish I had seen this Back to You Anchorizer website to get myself at the anchor desk with Chuck and Kelly. That would have been awesome. And you know what else they did? In 4 cities around the country over Labor Day weekend 2007, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York, Fox actually made news vans with Chuck and Kelly on them, WURG 9 Pittsburgh, and they rode around those cities over Labor Day weekend to promote Back to You. That would have been amazing to see in person. What an incredible photo opportunity. There is a photo of the side of it on this New York Times article. If you want to check it out, I'll be putting it up on social media as well, at Back to You Pod this week. I wish they got a photo of the whole van. It's only the side of it, but that would have been so cool. I wonder what happened to these vans after the fact, but that is so awesome that they actually made news vans with Chuck and Kelly, the big faces right on them, to go out to those cities over Labor Day to promote this show. So cool. Really smart idea. In an age when social media hadn't gotten to the forefront of society at all, still a few years away from Twitter and Facebook really becoming mainstream, and Instagram. What an Instagram opportunity this would have been if Instagram was invented all those years ago. I love how in this article they talk about what kinds of marketing strategies networks are using for shows these days is being devoted to, quote, non-traditional tactics like websites, events, and email messages intended to be shared. How email messages seemed so rare in 2007. Websites, various events as non-traditional marketing strategies. Whereas these days, my gosh, emails, websites, the word tweet hadn't even been put into the vocabulary quite yet. That's kind of crazy. So anyway, again, I'll be posting that picture of the anchorizer, because you could still sort of do it if you took an image of yourself and stick it right on that image. The anchorizer Back to You image, as well as the side of the van. Look for that on the Twitter account. Follow us at Back to You Pod for podcast updates and more fun facts and the links to these episodes as well on Twitter. So, of course, you've figured out by now through the first episode, the pilot episode of the show, and if you happen to watch Fish's story leading into this episode of the podcast as well, how great the chemistry is between Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton. This is Kelsey on Live with Kelly Ripa and guest co-host Mario Lopez talking about how he first met Patricia Heaton.
We met in an elevator, actually, over at the Ritz-Carlton about 2 years ago. And I thought to myself, she's really got something.
Yeah, that's finally God's on me.
But because she's personable and intelligent, and she's quick-witted, and she's got bottom meaning, you know, a sense of connection to her, right, to her soul, to her spirit, to her depth.
So now it's a few days after the show premiered. It's around September 23rd, 2007. At the end of the first episode of the podcast, we talked about how the ratings were okay, but not great. Just 9.4 million people tuned in week one. So why not do a little more marketing, a little more promotion? Kelsey Grammer was on Rachel Ray, and they decided to play a game called How Well Do You Know Your Co-Star? Patricia Heaton was on Rachel Ray a few days earlier, and in the green room, taped a few little questions for Kelsey to see if he could figure out what he knows about her. This is what happened.
Where do I keep my Emmys? On top of the refrigerator? In my office? Or in my dressing room?
Oh, you may be stumped.
I have no idea. She's the one that she mentions Emmys a lot. I don't bring them up.
But, where do you keep your five?
Mine actually are usually in an office space. I think that's the appropriate place.
That's appropriate.
So I will say, out of a sympathetic sense of camaraderie, that she will share that caveat.
Let's see.
My Emmys are in my office.
Yay! Good job.
This is actually, I'm amazed you got her to do this.
It's so funny. At one point in one of these episodes of Back to You, there is a reference made to local Emmys, and I feel like if the show had stayed on for several years, there might have been a night where they went to the local Emmy Awards and fought over who would win in a category, because I've been fortunate enough to win a New York Emmy. That happened in 2010, and I was nominated again in 2011, 2012, and 2013. I went to the New York Emmys four times, and you see categories that are Best News Anchor Daytime, Best News Anchor Nighttime. And so Chuck and Kelly could have been competing for the same award in the same category, and one of them won and the other didn't. That would have been so funny to see that rivalry when it came to that plot line. I would have loved it. So it's so funny that Kelsey and Patricia immediately, first question in this Rachel Ray trivia game, is talking about their Emmys. That's so funny. All right, let's go, everybody. It's time to dive into episode 2 of Back to You. This is Fish Story. The show opens with audio from Ty Burrell, Gary Shershwowski, saying, "Previously on Back to You," and then they do a clip montage from the pilot episode. Back to You is a rare multicam sitcom where everything was sequential. It didn't turn out to be that way when it came to how Fox aired the episodes, but you needed to watch every single episode in order to understand what was going on over the course of the series. You needed to be paying attention. You couldn't just come in one week, see what was going on, and then come back in 3 or 4 weeks later. You would have missed a lot of important things. The same strategy was actually used on Patricia Heaton's show, The Middle, on ABC for 9 years. I watched every single episode of The Middle, and you needed to stay with that show because there were references made nearly every single episode about things that happened in the past. Sometimes the ninth season, they would bring things back to the first season. Back to You was a sequential timeline kind of show. In order to follow this storyline of now Chuck Darling finding out he's Gracie's father and how they're going to deal with it, how he and Kelly are going to deal with it and keeping this secret and what's going to happen, you needed to stay with the sequential order of the show. So this is one of several times that an actor on Back to You is going to do a previously on, and we will see a little montage from the previous episode. Fish story takes place the next day, the day after the pilot episode. Chuck and Kelly come in, and they basically decide, well, Kelly basically decides, that she doesn't want Gracie to know, and she doesn't want anybody to know that Chuck is her father. Doesn't want that news out there quite yet. When that's going to happen? Well, that'll come up at some point during the rest of the series of Back to You, but right now, not going to happen. Last night was a tough night of sleep for Kelly, who says she didn't sleep at all. Chuck says he couldn't get to sleep for an hour. And they talk about, should Chuck really be a father figure in Gracie's life right now? And Kelly says, I'd rather put her in a basket and float her down the river. Yeah, what a quote. Chuck tells Kelly that, he says, you know what, look, Gracie's got Aunt Lucy's nose. You're going to hear little references to various family members in a couple other episodes as well. But he says, I'm ready for this. I want her in my life. The show goes to the theme song. You see all the different actors and the cartoon-ish images of them. And we talked a little bit about that on the first episode. But Laura Morano's name doesn't come up this time. She's not in this episode. It's really interesting that somebody whose name was in the pilot, who was in the pilot episode, is all of a sudden not in this episode. But Back to You, as you'll find out over the 17 episodes of the show, has a history of not including everybody in every episode. And this is one of those cases here where Laura Morano is not only not in the episode, she's just not even listed in the open. Really interesting decision made by the creators of the show. So why is this episode called Fish Story? Well, management sent down a present for Chuck for returning to WURG, and it's a fish in a little fish bowl to put on his desk. Chuck is happy with the gift, but he kind of sets it aside. It's not really important to him at this moment. They go to one of the side desks in the newsroom, and everybody has their meeting for the day. And Ryan Church, Josh Gad, talks about how there's a triple homicide, a pit bull mauling, and a roller coaster accident. It's just like Christmas sometimes around here. And a lot of news going on in the day. But Ryan wants Gary to do something that Gary's really not comfortable with. And that's getting tased. A new taser is out. The police are using it in the city of Pittsburgh. And Ryan wants Gary to get tased live on the air. Gary's not so sure about that. And there's a phrase brought up that is the llama incident. What is the llama incident, Chuck asks? Well, apparently a few years ago, Gary was at the zoo and a baby llama bit him on the ear. And Gary screeched a little bit, like a little girl, Montana says. And now, what Gary says is actually Marsha's ringtone.
Someone call me, I made it my ringtone.
First of all, the thing nearly tore my ear off. Secondly, I responded in a restrained, manly
Get it
tone.
Off of me!
Seriously, that's not funny.
Get it off of me!
You want to answer that, Marsh?
So Gary's very hesitant about doing this. We'll see if he actually goes through with it. Meantime, remember how I said on the first episode of the podcast that there are like three or four storylines per episode? Here comes another one. Marsh went to see a magician the other night, and he did this trick with an orange, and he has no idea how the magician did it, and he really, really wants to figure this out. So Marsh ends up asking Montana more about it because Montana reveals that she used to be a magician's assistant. Eventually, about halfway through the episode, Montana gives it up and tells Marsh the secret to how the magician, whose name is the Magnificent Duncan, how the Magnificent Duncan was able to pull off this trick with the orange. And Marsh is very upset that it ends up being so simple that a man in a balcony was a plant. And Marsh is just so upset that he couldn't figure this out, how simple this magic trick was. Marsh will eventually unleash his anger live on the air, which will be great. We'll get to that in a second, but let's get back to the main plot line for this episode, Fish Story, which is about the fish. Chuck has the first fish, but he really doesn't know how to take care of it well. He ends up feeding it too much, too many pellets, and it dies. He and Ryan figure out that that fish is dead. So Chuck asks, Ryan, you gotta go downstairs. You gotta get me another fish from the main aquarium that's downstairs. And you can't tell Kelly about this. And Ryan is like, why? And Chuck has to say, just, she doesn't need to know. So he sends Ryan downstairs. Ryan comes back a little while later with a second fish. But Ryan has a confession to make with Chuck. You see, the receptionist downstairs, Ryan and that receptionist, the female receptionist, have a little bit of a history. As he puts it, I sort of wrecked her wedding. Yeah, that's not good. So then he brings the second fish in into the little bowl, and that fish ends up dying of cold temperatures. Chuck kept it too cold. So then Ryan has to go downstairs and get another fish. So he'll come back with the third fish in a coffee cup. He has to hold it secretly in a coffee cup so Kelly doesn't know what is in that coffee cup. And he hands it to Chuck, and Chuck's kind of holding it out, and all of a sudden Marsh comes by with some coffee, and he pours the coffee into the cup thinking, I'll just top you off, Chuck. So he pours it in, and that's how the third fish dies, by coffee. The writers on the DVD extras of this of the series talk about how in this episode they wanted to come up with as many elaborate ways of how to kill off the fish as possible. So we're now at three fish that are dead. You ready for number four? So Ryan brings up the fourth fish secretly in that coffee cup, puts it in the tank, and Chuck feeds him the right amount of food this time, but he accidentally bumps into his desk lamp. It goes down and psh, electrocutes that fish. That's how the fourth fish dies. So as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Marsh ends up going on the air and blasting this magician.
The trade keeps the Penguins under the salary cap, and it's a good way for the team to save money. And a good way for Pittsburgh to save money is to not waste it on a magnificent Duncan. He's a fraud, his tricks are stupid, and the old man in the balcony is a plant. Back to you, Chuck and Kelly.
Thank you, Marsh. And as we like to say on these occasions, the views expressed by Marsh are not necessarily those of WURG-TV.
That's a good line. All right, so on the air, once Marsh is done with his commentary on the magician, it is time for Gary to get tased. We're ready. He decides to do it. He's looked up some videos online. He's a little afraid, but you know what? He's going to do it. Prove himself to be a good man and a strong reporter and do this. What he is getting tased with is the WS-430, and the WS stands for Whale Stopper. And Gary is talking with the police officer who tells him a little bit about the Whale Stopper 430, but he basically just says, just do it, just shoot me. And the police officer's like, all right, fire in the hole, and boom. He shoots him with the taser, and Gary goes down, and the comedy of Ty Burrell doing this slapstick humor, is so funny, so memorable, because he cannot stop shaking. He gets up, and he tries to ask the police officer more questions, and he just can't stop moving. It's really, really funny. Wow. And then we go to the final section of this episode, Fish Story. I think we're up to fish number five now. And Kelly's at the desk, and she sees the fish in the bowl. Of course, she only thinks it's fish number one. She's moving some stuff, and she accidentally knocks over the bowl, and the fish ends up on the ground, and she feels terrible. Chuck comes in, surprised, and Kelly says, I knocked over your bowl. The fish is dead. I'm so sorry. And Chuck is, like, thinking to himself, oh, my God, I'm so relieved that she only thinks this is the first fish and that she killed this fish. So they have a little conversation about how she's going through a lot of emotions right now. Chuck all of a sudden in her life once again, now as a father, and her thinking that he couldn't even take care of a fish. So they hug it out, and then Ryan comes in with the sixth fish. They're hugging it out, and Chuck is basically saying, get it out. But instead of thinking it's get Kelly's emotions out, it's, no, Ryan, get the fish out. I don't need another fish to be replaced in there. And Kelly accidentally sees the fish, and she's like, what is that? And then she looks in the garbage can and is like, what are all these other dead fish? Oh, my gosh. One of the main elements of this show is that there are a lot of scenes just between Kelsey and Patricia in the office reflecting on things. It's a lot of the two of them together thinking things out. Some witty banter, sharp dialogue there, but also some insightful commentary on what it's like to be in the media, to be a parent in the media, and to keep a big secret in an industry that's all about getting news out there and revealing things. So they eventually apologize and are all good. And Chuck says, you know, why don't you take the fish home? Maybe Gracie would like the fish. And she appreciates that. And she's getting ready to leave. And all of a sudden, Ryan barges in and knocks over the fish. And the fish is dead. And they're all surprised. And Chuck says,
poor bastard never stood a chance.
You think the episode is officially over, but now this is the first episode with a little vignette at the end as the credits come on the screen. Remember, in the first episode, it was just the credits. Now there's a little vignette. And nearly every vignette from here on out is going to feature Ty Burrell's Gary Shishwovsky. You're going to see it almost every episode of Back to You. It's Ty Burrell. They must have figured it out early on that he's our little secret for these little 30, 45-second things at the end over the credits. So in this case, it's Gary back at the station after being tased, and he is still shaking, and he's trying to eat soup, and everybody is watching him, and it's just him shaking and that comedy, and that rides it out to the end of this episode, Fish Story. Viewership on Fish Story, 7.54 million viewers. That is a 20% drop from week one. Normally, shows take a drop like this. They lose about a fifth of their audience or so, maybe a quarter, maybe a fifth. It happens these days. You check out a show, and then if you really don't like it, you don't come back for week two. That was especially the case back then. These days, you may not love a show after week one, and you won't come back for the live airing of it, the first airing of it for week two, but maybe you check it out on DVR viewing within the next couple of days. You see that a lot of times now. But in this case, a 20% drop where DVRs like this weren't really a thing, it's not a strong 20% drop. It's normal, but not fantastic. It is also, that 20% also is a decrease of 1.9 million people. Again, started out 9.4, down to about 7.5. We'll see if the show can bounce back a little bit in the ratings when we talk about the next episode, The First Supper. That's the next episode of the Back to You podcast. And guess what? We've got a special guest for the episode of The First Supper next time on the Back to You podcast. Fred Willard. That's right, Marsh McGinley himself, Fred Willard, will be joining us here on the Back to You podcast to talk about everything having to do with Back to You, his experience on the show, working with the fellow cast members and the crew, and what happened with the show's cancellation. All of that with Fred Willard, a Back to You podcast interview next time on the Back to You podcast. To get ready for that, first of all, you should have watched Pilot and Fish Story by now, but please check out The First Supper and get ready for Fred Willard to talk about it and everything having to do with Back to You on the next episode. As always, follow us on social media. Twitter, my Twitter is at LCJ Reviews, and you could follow the podcast Twitter at Back to You Pod for updates and teases. Thank you to everybody out there for listening to this episode of the Back to You podcast. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Good night.